This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M. Everything Limestone Coast.
Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Katja Rose Moss. SAPOL have extended their overarching road safety strategy to target recidivist drivers in an effort to cut down on driver fatalities. Officials say 37 of the 48 drivers killed on SA roads this year had a history of committing traffic offences. A review of SAPOL's road safety education campaigns is also being carried out to ensure resources are being put to good use. The June quarter housing affordability report for Australia has been released, CoreLogic welcoming the results. Those saving hard for that 20% deposit will see the national average is now 9.1 years for the typical household, and on the Limestone Coast it's even less. Officials warn, though, long-term deterioration is predicted for the nationwide market. Federal Government Community Support Infrastructure Program isn't open for much longer, applications closing September 14th. Sports Australia CEO Kate Palmer says a variety of sporting projects can be supported under the program.
Community sport infrastructure projects can range from the smallest facility upgrade to $500,000 projects. Even the smallest projects make a massive difference to a community club and its members. It might be about upgrading playing surfaces, change room facilities or lighting. It makes the club facilities and sporting facilities more attractive and safer for members.
And there may be an addition to the Seven Wonders of Australia, Umphiston Sinkhole, in the running for the classification. The sinkhole is a major tourism draw for the region, with the industry generating an estimated $100 million annually for Limestone Coast economy. Locals are being urged to vote on the location and visit one of Australia's largest online travel polls at sevenwonders.experience.oz.com.au. And in sport, the Cowrie Narracourt Tatiara Netball Association's presentation day was held over the weekend. The best and fairest for all grades handed down. Keith's Mandy Harper won the award for the third time, receiving 30 votes for the honour. Kyber Bowlite player Brittany Bug was 7 votes behind, with Tracy Poulton and Karen Justin on equal third. That's the latest for your Limestone Coast news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.